Missions, nine ways of going. I'm going to quickly go through nine different ways people can get involved in missions. First of all, everyday witness, the largest group, people who are involved in outreach and service in their own locality, as well as supporting and encouraging others to go to other areas and situations. So daily witness, everyday witness, using way of the master, Ten Commandments-based evangelism, going for the conscience, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, the law is the schoolmaster to lead us to Christ, that we can be justified by faith, being a daily witness, witnessing naturally, spontaneously, at work, at shops, school place, wherever we are, every day. Secondly, you get the tent makers, who are often called passport missionaries or professional skills, which give them a passport to countries and situations where Christian workers may be restricted or even forbidden. Tent makers use their secular employment as a means of mission in restricted access countries. For example, here's a doctor from Scotland who has dedicated and donated his time to go and work in a third world area, in a restricted area, where he's giving his medical care free to the local community, but he's using it as an opportunity and a springboard for evangelism, missions, and ministry. And you've got people who teach English, who go to Saudi Arabia, where missionaries are legal, and they're teaching English, but they're being secret witnesses and evangelists at the same time, and so on. Tent makers. Then you get missionary partners. The traditional missionary working with churches officially recognized by denominations and governments. Mission partners might go to Egypt to go and help the Coptic church, be a lecturer at their Bible college, to be a medical person in the school and so on. And so they've got different people going and using the missionary skills with a denomination that is recognized by the government. Then you get veterans. People have already served another culture and they move on to a third or fourth culture, or they return to their own culture, but they continue to use their missionary skills and their missionary and evangelistic experience. And a missionary veteran is not necessarily old. There are people in their 40s, 30s, even 20s who've got lots of missionary experience. Now this picture here is of my father-in-law, Reverend Bill Baffin. He spent 67 years as a missionary, mostly to communist countries, restricted access areas. A good friend and contemporary, Brother Andrew Richard Vombrot, a great man of God. When he was 71 years old, I took him up to Sudan. He had ministered in 113 countries in the world already. This was the 114th country, Sudan. Took him up there, ministered in the field, took him around. People literally fell on their knees before him because a grey-haired man. They didn't see grey-haired men up there much. People's life expectancy in Sudan is not that high. By the way, after we finished the mission all around, including at the battlefront in Sudan, he came back to Cape Town. He bought a Land Cruiser vehicle and drove it overland from Cape Town to Sudan, to pack full of materials and trailer and all this, to donate to the church up in Sudan, and flew out again. So flying him into the field at 71 wasn't enough. He wanted to do Africa overland, back there, by vehicle. Now, that's a serious veteran. Then you get missionary apprentices. People going for a short period to another culture to contribute or to learn how to be more effective in their own culture. Now here I've got an American and a Canadian on each side of me. They're both missionary interns, missionary apprentices who came to our mission at Livingston House, and they did an apprenticeship program. And they, in the case of the Canadian, he's gone back to Canada. In the case of the American, he's now married with three children, ministering in Zambia, based in Zambia as a missionary, up in Kabwe. So this is just preparing for a mission. Different outreach materials, audiovisual materials and so on are going to equip evangelists in the field. But a missionary apprentice, I think that's in many ways the best. Our Lord modeled apprenticeship, mentorship. The 12 apostles were mentored. Paul discipled Timothy, Silas and others. And you can see the missionary apprenticeship model being the biblical model, Elijah and Elisha and so on. Sixthly, you get underground witnesses, people living under and working under situations where any expression of faith is suppressed. Saudi Arabia, just for one example you could think of, where it's totally illegal to be a Christian. Well, how do you work there? Well, Saudi Arabians fortunately are lazy. And they get lots of foreign workers to come in, migrant workers from Philippines and so on, many of whom are Christians. And they're in there to do medical work or engineering, but now they actually there or teach English. Even looking after the children. And so they're involved in underground witness. Seventh, you get international students who use their period of training overseas to get alongside other students for evangelism and discipleship and perhaps to prepare themselves for mission responsibilities. For example, if you are called to be a missionary to the Muslim world and you want to learn Arabic, why learn Arabic in South Africa and then go there? Why not just go and study Arabic in University of Cairo, for example? Now, you're in a Muslim country, and there's quite a lot of Christians around too. You can learn Arabic while you're in a field doing daily witness. I mean, why learn Arabic in a place where they don't speak Arabic? Why not learn it? We've got to use it on a daily basis. So, international students, people are often going to study. Why study at home if you can study in the field of the same subject? Eighth, short-termers. People who lend a hand but also receive on-the-spot orientation, again with a view to involvement in a mission and later. We often have had short-termers who have donated their time and come in and have helped practical drivers, mechanics, people who can fix things, whether plumbers, electricians, whatever. We need them all. Carpenters, please, all of them. And here are volunteers coming in, working hard, doing what's got to be done, whether it's a garden, outside. And of course, there's always things. Within literature, we're a literature ministry. We receive, and I've apprenticed my boys regularly at our mission. There's so much to do, to fix, to move, to load, to prepare. And then ninthly, you get short-term reliefs. Those who enable long-term service personnel take a break. Like here, a teacher from South Africa went up to Petiuka Covenant College in Zambia to help with teaching so that one of the other people could go out for a furlough, deputation, and so on. So, 9 ways of going into the mission field.